Atlantic City is one of the most flood-vulnerable coastal areas in the U.S., that according to a new study that finds sinking and rising land along the coastline. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the study aims to paint a more precise picture of flooding impacts that sea level rise projections alone don't.
The study uses satellite data to measure whether land across the U.S. coastline is sinking or rising, and combines that with sea level projections. The researchers say sinking land compounds flooding, and those factors can't be ignored. The study finds about 9,700 homes in Atlantic City could be exposed to flooding by 2050. That's 2,700 more homes than estimated in sea level rise projections. Bob Kopp is a climate scientist at Rutgers University who reviewed the paper.
Sea level rise is real, and people know that because they're seeing flooding happening more and more frequently. And we have to figure out where it makes sense to protect places and where we might want to think about relocating away from.
Kopp says land is also sinking faster because of human activities like pumping groundwater. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.